InfoWarsTeam.com.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Thank you for joining us today, folks. You got the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'll bring up quite a few topics today, but number one, I want to ask all of you this question. We're going to go back and do some trivia. Why? Because trivia helps us learn. So I need your feedback on today's show, 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. The people that give the most feedback generally are the people that learn the most. There's a story where all the nations of the world in the Bible, all the nations of the world came together and they were of one voice and they could easily be understood and they built a tower. I want somebody to call in and kind of explain that story to me, if you would, because that's going to relate to the topic of today's discussion here for the next hour with the Sons of Liberty Radio. But first I want to read a verse. And before I read that verse, I want to hear from many of you folks. Heard last night the speech. Did I give the number? I don't think I did. 877-807-9977. Forgive me. I've got so much going on right here. I've got to make sure that I get on the right target here. 1-877-807-9977. Somebody explain to me the story, and you can even tell me what it's about, where they built a tower, and then God came down and confused their language. Tell me what the tower's name is and kind of give me a little background on that, and it'll have everything to do with today's show. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, we're going to play to you Mr. Obama on 9/11 yesterday. He gave a speech, and this is all his speech was. I took some of the clips from, but he just quoted Psalm 46. All he did was read it. And pretty amazing, actually, but I cut out some key important things that I want you to hear our president, the president of these United States, saying, and the proclamation that he's making, the oath and the covenant that he's making, and notice and decipher the difference between his words and his actions. On Saturday's program, we had a gentleman call in and said, you know them by their fruits, what they do. So I want you all to hear this because this is our president proclaiming to the God of heaven the covenant that is made before him and now before us, the people. Go ahead and let it roll. Psalm 46, President Obama.
God,
is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Okay, stop right there. Now, I just pulled out three verses out of that. And the reason I did is because those three verses made specific proclamations. Now, he read the whole chapter, but for the sake of you folks can read the Bible yourself. He was reading out of Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Then who would we supplicate to? How does he come to our aid? Does he not come to our aid through our supplications to him, our prayer to him? Mr. President, are you protecting the prayers of the Judeo-Christians that the Judeo-Christian religion and values that abide in this country? Are you protecting their prayers to their Father? Number two, there's a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Now, is he talking about the mosques of the Most High God? No. He's talking about the holy place, the tabernacles, the God of David in Psalms. There is that city, a city set on a hill, Christ said. We talked about last week. Ronald Reagan reiterated. John Adams said nothing on this side of Jerusalem has ever been done in this country. That is who we are. That is our heritage. Mr. President, you said it out of your mouth. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us, the president said. The God of Jacob is our refuge, the president has said. On Saturday's show, we played a prime clip of you, making fun of the Bible.
Well, should we believe the Bible? Talks about in Leviticus, slavery.
And who is seeking to bring the American people? And don't make me denigrate myself to say you're just taxpayers. But that's how most people understand themselves as now in this new regime that others in the mainstream media would have you help us believe or cause us to believe. We're not taxpayers. We're not subservient to man. We're subservient to the God of heaven, as the president just said. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now, forgive me, but the God of Jacob is a little different than the God of the children of Ishmael. The children of contention. Islam. Different gods here, folks. We're dealing with different gods. There is one God, one nation under God. I was so delighted to hear the book of Psalms being read, but I was so unimpressed by the one who was reading it. His policy, his thoughts, his actions. I shouldn't say his thoughts. I can't read his thoughts. His policies and his actions and the fruit of his administration has been walking contrary to this very God that he reads of in Psalm 46. Again, he says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The president saying that to you folks. The God of Jacob is our refuge. I don't do this a whole lot, but I pray, Father God, even now, in Jesus' name, that witness that was given on this ceremony from our very president, Father, I thank you, you hold him accountable and you publicly deal and, Father, expose where this administration, this government falters and falls from this line. Lord, that your people may know that the Lord of hosts is with us and the God of Jacob is our refuge. In Jesus' name, we'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body, and healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're back with you, folks. Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We've got a caller right now from South Dakota, I believe is where he's from. Mr. Herman, or wait, Herman East Coast, South Dakota.
Yeah, this is Herman.
Okay, East Coast, South Dakota, though, on the East Coast?
Yeah, I'm just a little confused sometimes.
South Dakota's in the Midwest, Herman.
That Bradley Dean guy, that guy that usually on there. He's really forthright, kind of a bold individual, and I kind of miss hearing him.
Herman, have you been touring the country with Mr. President Obama in the 57 states we have? Because I'm trying to figure out South Dakota on the East Coast.
Yeah, now don't be capping on Obama. 57 states in the Union, that includes Kenya and Africa and all those other
I'm glad you're tuning in, Herman.
The Union.
I really am glad you're tuning in. I think it's very good. You know what? We have a power-packed show on Saturday. It's much better than the dull, drab show of the week. Mostly we cover content.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're kind of, no offense there, they call you the other guy, right?
Yes.
You kind of put me to sleep there, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Herman, I have got a great idea for you. There's a Twitter feed you can get on that you can follow Bradley Dean every day. He's so tremendously busy that he does get a chance on Saturdays to get onto the show and express what's going on in his world and give it to America. And I think it's important you tune in on that show. That's from 1 to 3 on Saturdays.
I'll be there, man. And you let Bradley Dean know that I'm always anticipating to hear what he's got to say because I think it's real relevant. And by the way, you know, South Dakota and the East Coast, they are. You know, we're all together in this union, so it doesn't really matter. And I just want to know, you weren't, like, taking pot shots at me, were you?
Oh, no. I just said I'm glad that you're tuning into the show because we learn, just like in my children's homeschool class, it's third grade, we learn that South Dakota is right next to Minnesota. They're in the Midwest. And on the East Coast.
That's not what I taught. You know, 57 unions, the unions, is that how you say unions?
Yeah.
That's what I know. So I figured I'm just going to hang in there. If Obama said it, you know, it's got to be right because they wouldn't put no dummy in the house up there on the hill in Washington, right?
The white one? The White House out there on Pennsylvania Avenue?
That's right, yeah.
Did you get a chance to hear the president's prayer that he prayed?
Oh, yeah, I heard all that. Yeah, it's real interesting stuff. He's a godly man, and, you know,
oh, really?
I mean,
yeah.
That's why he is where he is. You know, nobody knows the constitutionalists like he does, you know, and the independence of declaration, you know.
Yeah, the independence
nobody
of declaration.
Nobody knows better than he does, other guy.
I am so glad you called today, Herman. We're going to talk about you for the rest of the show, I think. The independence of declaration, Psalm 46. I agree. I concur. There's got to be a reason that he's there. And I think that
I think, you know what, I'm wondering if I don't like you better than that Bradley Dean guy now, because now we're starting to get on the same page here, you know.
Wow. You know, so if I keep talking, I keep agreeing with you, then you like me more?
Well, I think, you know, what this does is really kick up the ratings when you have callers like me anyways, because sometimes when the guy that runs the show doesn't know what he's talking about like the listeners do,
uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
People like to listen to a dummy sometimes, you know, and that's why I tune in, because I know, you know, I don't mean to
especially
say
during the week,
mean
right?
or elevate myself above you, but I think I know quite a bit more about that Constitution of the Declaration of the, you know, Bill of Rights.
Of
more
the
than
unions.
You do, probably.
Yep, and the unions, right?
The union, yeah, 57. 57 of them.
57 yeah. unions?
I think Abraham Lincoln wrote that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. You are on the ball here. You know,
yeah, I do my homework, guys. I mean, that's why I got, you know, I'm going to get my own radio show going here pretty soon.
Are you a public school teacher, too?
Once I get that going, it's probably pretty much over for the rest of you guys out there.
I think so. Are you a public school teacher, too?
No, I'm not a public school teacher. You know that.
You must teach in a college and a university.
Up to the A&E, I'll tell you what, they just really got their stuff backwards, don't they?
Yes, they do. Are you a university teacher? A member
yeah.
of the A&E?
Yeah, but you know, I'm from parts of Russia. They got like 360 states in their union over there, and yeah, I was raised up over there, and you know, came back, and now we do what we do. You know, we raise up the students to do what they do, and think.
Yep.
Thanks be that we have a free country, you know.
A lot of liberty over there in Russia. I heard nobody from there wants to come over here.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be. I mean, just because everything they do is at gunpoint, I don't know.
Yeah, you know,
it's just me.
You know, Herman, I met a guy yesterday, on Friday, I think. I was buying corn out of the back of a pickup truck. It had a little can there. You're supposed to put your money in there. It's a trust system. And the guy told me that he had a friend from Russia. He came up and saw one of those things with the corn sitting in the back of the truck, the little can there, please put $4 per dozen. And the guy started laughing at him. He said, in Russia, if this was here, the can would be gone with the money, all the corn would be gone, and so would the truck.
Yeah, it'd be confiscated by that government Benito Mussolini or something like that over there?
Well, kind of. I think there was a man named Stalin that maybe ran the country. Maybe you're thinking of him.
Well, I was a Benito Mussolini guy.
Benito Mussolini. That's like a spaghetti, isn't it? Some kind of Italian.
Yeah, it is. It's a certain kind of spaghetti. I feel like you're kind of mocking me again here, so I'm about ready to go.
Herman, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, I'll call in again, and I'll give you some more advice, and you just keep... You know, when you listen to me, it's the best thing you can do. And that Obama guy, I'll tell you what, he's got his stuff right, you know.
We're going to talk because
people in the country, they think he's upside down. But I think, you know, personally, he's right side up. I mean, everything he says is pretty much right on the money.
Well, I can
get it on the money, you know, and the money's taken away from all of us.
That's
know?
Right. And they'll probably put a dollar bill with his name on it. It'll probably be the $10 million bill because of the inflation that's happening right now. But you know what? Another thing is that makes me very curious when I think about Obama. Just, I don't know what it is. Just something curious about him. But I want you to stay tuned to hear how right on Obama is.
For what?
What's that?
Are you implying Curious George or what?
No, I just, there's a lot of curious things about him. But I guess now that you mentioned that.
When you said curious like that, I thought about his ears right away. You know, I've heard people
sure.
remind me of Curious George.
I see. Yeah, that's a great point. If you could, just stay tuned in. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how right on Obama is for the rest of the show, because we try to dedicate as much time
guys.
As we can.
I'll
Thank you so much for calling, Herman.
Bradley Dean guy come back too, you know.
I will convey that message to Bradley and try to get him on as soon as possible, but I do know for sure that you do not want to miss the Saturday shows, because I think anticipation helps build up how awesome that Saturday show is.
Yeah. Well, you guys like got a band too, don't you? Junkyard Prophet and those guys, and
Junkyard Prophet.
You guys like authors, and you got street teams, and you guys are pretty much all across the boards, because when I go online and see stuff about you, boy, it's just a lot of things people say about you. I can't put two and two together there, because I've never seen you guys say or do the things that they say you do, and but
it's a puzzling thing, isn't it?
That's what happens when you become effective, though, guys, right? That the Luther Martin Jr. guy, he really got his stuff together too. They used to call him a Nazi or something like that. He was doing
Nazi
thing
German
back in the '70s.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe how educated you are. This is amazing. Now the ANE, you said you were a member of the ANE. That wouldn't happen to be similar to like the National Education Association, would it?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Oh, they must
education of the national sort. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Do you support our American civil liberties?
I don't have any money to support anything. This guy in office, I really like him a lot, but I'll tell you what, he really pulled a lot away of a change. I got no change jingling around in my pocket anymore because of this guy.
Really, Herman? He's not sending you checks every week. That new jobs bill he just put. I'm surprised you didn't get a letter with a job attached to it.
I think bottom line is, the change he was talking about is not jingling in my pocket anymore, and I want it back.
Yeah, no, I can completely understand that.
I'm going to tell him that when I talk to him later on today. I'm going to tell him, guy on the radio today said you look like Curious George.
Well, I didn't say that.
And he said, what's that?
I didn't say that. I just agreed with your point that perhaps the ears could remind somebody of Curious George. I guess I didn't... I didn't bring that up.
I don't know. I think the people in the state of the United States here are just really getting their stuff together. And, us over on the East Coast, I got a lot of Indians over here and stuff. But I'll tell you, these people are really waking up to what's going on with this guy. But
wasn't Dances with Wolves filmed?
I talk to him and see what he has to say about it. I want to go. As a matter of fact, I pet their dog quite a bit in the yard, yeah.
Oh, you do?
I pet the dog a lot and just kind of, I don't know the dog's name, but I'll tell you what, they got a lot of guys in black uniforms with guns walking around that dog. I mean, that dog's got Secret Service around him all over the place. I don't know what's going on, but that dog's protected, too. You take a super dog or something.
I think it's kind of like Bolt. I think that whole show was patterned after that dog. But I think that the president himself pays for that security. I don't think it's you or I, Herman, as taxpayers here in these great states, United or whatever you called them.
Yeah, if I can interject one more point, if you don't mind. It's interesting that from the very beginning of the union, of these states united, that, it's interesting that people used to be able to just walk up and down the street and say hello to the president. Now this guy, I got to talk to him about that too, but I'll tell you what, it costs like $75,000 for every time the guy moves out of the White House. It's just like, what is the deal? Why are we paying for all of that, other guy?
Yeah, I think what it is,
money.
$75,000 for him to go out to eat, and then you got to pay the tab on his dinner, too. But he cares about the environment, and so it costs a lot of money to protect the environment while he's moving. I mean, it's not burning up any gas or wasting any of your natural resources,
sure.
Herman. Thanks for being with us, Herman. We got to go to a hard break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. And keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OpsGear.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, we are back, and I am so thankful for callers like Herman. Herman made a lot of great points, and points we need to cover in America, because, as he said, he's a member of the A&E, I think it was, and our public school system, and what they're training and teaching in our country isn't our country. So as we straighten and we clarify, but folks, I do want you to know, I'm going to jump gears here, he was asking where Bradley Dean was. Bradley Dean will be your guest from time to time throughout the week whenever he's able to make it in due to the enormous constraints that are upon him running this organization. And also, as a minister, he's preaching multiple nights per week, traveling quite a bit, doing interviews throughout the country. But Saturdays is the show that you want to tune into. And you can tune into it right now on GCN, GCNlive.com, because that's where most of you folks are listening in. GCNlive.com, and we are on Channel 1 every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. 4 to 6 p.m. every Saturday. You can also tune in through our on-demand link that's on the GCN Live page as well. You want to check that show out. It's a brand-new show. You'll get to hear a dose of Bradley Dean, and I'll also be co-hosting with him. But what you really get to hear from is what's happening on the front lines, and you'll hear that every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., You can get more information at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, too, I wanted to kind of promo a video, and we've been talking about it from time to time throughout the show, but you really want to see this. If you want to understand how the other side contends with that which is right. Now, we just played a prayer given by President Barack Obama, or maybe he wasn't praying it, but he was reading it, and it is a prayer. It's David's prayer in the book of Psalms, Psalm 46. You want to see how the mainstream contends with Christ and Christianity. You want to get this DVD. It's called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. It's a donation to our organization, which we greatly appreciate. We sincerely appreciate. We are donor-driven. We don't survive off of any funding from any federal agencies. This is donor-driven. This is the way that welfare should be extended to our country. In those different types of forms, healthcare, et cetera, should be donor-driven. It should be a voluntary jurisdiction. That's where it belongs in. So that's how we get it, folks. We're not hypocritical when we tell you about these things and limiting government. We go out and we pound the pavement ourselves. But you're going to want to see this video, The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, because it's really a great expose on what happens when you bring Christ, God, or His Word into public policy, into public buildings. You're really going to like it. You've got to see it. I don't want to talk much more about it, but you can find a trailer on our site, and it's available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just go to the store, and you'll find it out there. Now, for those of you folks that are listening right now, I want to give you an opportunity to, actually, I shouldn't say win, but to get a free copy of The Prayer That Rocks the Capitol. And by doing that, you have to answer a few questions for me. Number one, where did our founders get the idea of separation of powers? Who really championed that philosophy? And it was by one of the men that was mostly quoted by our founders. He was French, and his last name ended with skew. He wrote a book that many of you may know, and it's called The Spirit of the Laws. So if anybody can give me the name of that gentleman, 1-877-807-9977. Our gift this week won't be the Two Pillars message. It's going to be The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. 877-807-9977. You give me a call, you get a copy of that prayer. And then I want to hear your feedback. You can call in later on after you've watched it and give America your feedback so they can understand this is what happens. This is what you're up against. But have no fear.
Have no fear.
No, fear not. David said, though hosts encamp around me, I will triumph in my God. Again, the question, who was the man that gave us the concept? Who is the champion for separation of powers? That's why we have three different branches in our federal government. His last name ends in skew. And he was the author of The Spirit of the Laws. He was also quoted 8.3% of the time that our founders were architecting that great document called the Constitution. Now, to move on, I really want to give a shout out here. There's a Chicago politician, he's actually a Democrat, surprisingly enough, who told the Chicago Sun-Times that he believes black people want guns. And I know that sounds bad, this is a quote. Referring to his constituents, they desire to legally protect themselves with firearms and political sensitivities surrounding the topic. His folks in his district, the West Chicago district, are screaming, we want to protect ourselves. We want the right to carry, conceal carry of firearms. Chicago still, even after a Supreme Court ruling, has found ways to place statutes to limit that right to its own people. And its people are saying, even within that party, which usually scorns gun rights, we have this Illinois politician, I got to find his name here, Rep. LaShawn Ford, who told the Chicago Sun-Times that my folks in my district want guns. They want to legally carry to protect themselves. Folks, that's what it's used for. Illinois is currently the only state in the United States that refuses citizens permits to carry firearms and conceal it. But Lord, folks, we want to give you the good news again. Liberty is constantly in a person and will bubble up and will overtake. It just will. That's why it's on your side. That's why it's on our side. And that's why we continue to tout the horn for liberty and these concepts and principles of liberty. Now, I'm going to give you guys one more chance to get your free copy of the video, The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Who was the man, the champion, for the separation of powers? He wrote the book, The Spirit of the Laws. His last name ends with skew. That's the last syllable of his last name. Give me his name. Starts with a C, ends with skew. Man, I've almost given you the answer. 1-877-807-9977. Now, I want to move on to a man named Mr. Van Jones. Now, many of you know Van Jones by name, but don't know exactly what he is. He is one of those green job czar. That's what he is. He's the green job czar. And we're going to play a couple clips because he's going to give you an identify. Now, a lot of people have been touting this Tea Party war, and this is where you're going to get to see the insight of why the party has made war against the Tea Party, and they're making it very vocal. Go ahead and run this clip for us. This is Van Jones, the Green Job Czar.
Our big hope is that people talk about bubbles in the economy. Oh, we have the tech bubble and the housing bubble and the bubble. There's a Tea Party bubble. And I want to pop it.
Nice.
I want to pop it. There's a Tea Party bubble. And I don't think that most people in the country are that, you know, batty and crazy. I think most people in America have pretty good ideas in the economy. We want to give them a voice and a vehicle. Our friends in the Tea Party learn.
Okay, now, first of all, he says, I don't think most folks across America are that batty and crazy. Well, Mr. Van Jones, number one, those people that you're talking about, referring to as batty and crazy, they're not on the payroll, bud. But guess who is? Guess who gets access to mainstream media? You think the Tea Partiers get it? No, you do. So that would tell me that they are so powerful a voice, there is so many of them believing in the concepts of liberty that are found in our Constitution, which I'm not sure that you even understand, Mr. Van Jones. I don't hear you quote it very often at all. And folks, I'm going to let you listen to some more of his confusion as it keeps going on. But these people are united. They're not batty and crazy. They know who is batty and crazy. And you always got to attack and assassinate the character of your opponents. Let's keep listening, because he's going to give you a little bit more of his insight and philosophy and this administration's.
Give them a voice and a vehicle. Our friends in the Tea Party learned the importance of that. And so they came with a narrative. Their narrative was, we have a threat. The threat is Obama.
Yep.
I mean, the villain is Obama, but the threat, our liberty, is going to be stolen by this tyrant. We got to stop.
Now stop it right there. He just identified, what is the strategy of the Tea Party? Again, it's not a federally funded strategy. He said there's a villain. It happens to be the president right now. This is him, Van Jones, saying this. Number two, there's a threat. It happens to be our liberties. They're at threat. They're going to be destroyed if we allow the tyrant to continue doing what he's doing. Folks, that's the truth. And he identified it. So now what he had to do is grab that which is grassroots, that which is God burst across our country. And he said, wow, they're becoming really effective. They're giving us a run for our money. They're not applauding us down in the streets anymore. Our T-shirt sales are dropping. Our popularity is dropping. Our polls are dropping. And we're done and through. We better jump on the wagon that works, but you can't fabricate. You can't attach a lie to the truth. But let him keep talking, and he's going to tell you how he's going to attempt to do it. He's going to take the strategy that he says, which was only birthed with God. First, folks, first, Mr. Van Jones, you got to understand what it is to fear God so that you can be filled with the right strategy. But now he's going to try to copy and mimic that God-birthed Tea Party movement throughout our country after he tries to burst their bubble, as he says.
Stop letting people who are abusing the country call themselves the patriots. And we don't say anything about it. We gotta stop that. These people want to throw the American people overboard into a global economy where they won't get any help from anybody. Every other government's taking care of their people. The Chinese government's taking care of its people. The German government's taking care of its.
Okay, he just got done saying every other government is taking care of its people. The China government, the German government, the Russian government, the France government. They move there! Nobody's asking you to stay here, dude! First of all, you're a czar. I don't find czars in the Constitution.
Oh, but the president put me here. You're so dumb, Jake. You don't need the Constitution. We got the president.
Move to those countries. You want to get taken care of? You want to see what happens when a government takes care of its citizens? Take a look at what Mr. Hitler did. I mean, why not? Let's exemplify this to the nth degree. Let's go to those that conquered their own people so that they could take care of them, Mr. Joseph Stalin. How many millions of people did you kill? How about Mr. Mao Zedong? How many millions of your own citizens did you starve to death under the guise of taking care of them? Mr. Van Jones, you need to go back to school. Maybe you can join Herman's class in Russia and learn more about how to destroy a nation and its people and take from them the very moral fabric that's essential for their own liberties. We'll be back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs and helps weight loss, is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Help from anybody. Every other government's taking care of their people. The Chinese government's taking care of its people. The German government's taking care of its people. Brazil's government. We're the only people in the world supposed to have a little puny old government that can't help anybody. And then they call it small government. I call it puny government. I don't. And so they want to have a little puny old government. And then they want to throw us overboard into this global economy with no help from anybody. They call themselves patriots. They take a wrecking ball and they paint it red, white, and blue. And then they smash down every institution that made America great. They smash down the unions. They smash down the safety net. They smash down public schools. They smash down the sense that we're all one country. But they're the patriots and we're not. And I'm sick of it. I think we should say, hold on a second. Who's actually fighting for liberty and justice for all in this country? It ain't them. It's people like us.
It ain't them. It's people like us. What is it that you're fighting for? Have you put any blood on the post, bro? Seems to me you're accusing those Tea Partiers, as you said in the beginning, you wanted to burst their bubble, Mr. Van Jones. You're accusing them of what you are doing. Who's taking the wrecking ball, America, and destroying the economy? Who's wrecked education? Has that been the states or has that been the federal government? Who's wrecking things across the nation? Who's making us look bad in national policy? Who is that?
They call it a limited government. I call it puny. Puny and weak.
Let me just explain to you, sir. Maybe you're not familiar with Mr. Thomas Jefferson. But what he said is a government that's big enough to give you everything you need is big enough to take it all away. Oh, Brazil. Look at how wonderful they take care of their own people. Look at China. Yeah, I know where China tells you how many kids you can have. And they'll force you to have an abortion if you got too many. I mean, that sounds like a great government to me. I mean, isn't that where you want to live? Genocide? Why not? Or how about where they can train up an army big enough and then they can invade the world? I mean, that's what we need, is a big, strong government that controls every aspect of our life, including our morality. And then our, guess what? Our military. But that military would never be used against its own people. No. No way. I've never read that in my history book. Well, I've never really read history. What do I need history for? I'm focusing on social engineering. And with that social engineering, we get wonderful concepts. Wonderful new ideologies. Well, actually, they're old. We got them out of the Communist Manifesto. We've got them from Mr. Joseph Stalin. We received them through Lenin. We got them from, well, don't forget about Karl Marx, that real popular, loving, lovable man that had so many people attend his funeral for his great things that he left us. His great societal benefits. Mr. Charles Darwin, let's talk about that, a little bit of evolutionary law in there. These aren't the people that you and I remember and recall. We know who's got the wrecking ball in their hand. Well, Mr. Van Jones, I hope you encouraged and convinced the 12 people that were listening to you on that speech.
Oh, they're going to wreck the education. They're going to wreck the unions. They're wrecking everything.
No, it seems to me that they're saying stop. Stop! Government doesn't need to grow. Government doesn't need to supply us with everything. What happens to a young son or daughter that's given everything they want and or need? They never have to clean the room, never have to work, they're always fed, they never have to pay any bills. Then when they turn 18, mom takes them out of the house, kicks them out of the house, or mom and dad dies. What happens to that child? He's a dependent kid. And guess what? Now he needs a system that he can be dependent upon. And when he's dependent upon that system, guess what that system does? It comes in and embraces him with open arms and says, yes, I've got another slave. Remember the analogy, teach a man to fish, you feed him for a day. Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man how to fish, and you no longer have a slave. You can't continue making people dependent upon your radical policies, because eventually the haves aren't going to have anymore and everybody's going to be have-nots, and guess who they're going to point the gun at? People that started this. See, what these people don't understand, what this administration doesn't understand, what Van Jones doesn't understand, is you will be the enemy at all of this. You look glorious to a small minority of people dependent upon you for everything. But in the end of it, they're just a mob. Once they get their power and they realize that their power has to be sustained by an economy that can only be sustained by free enterprise, and they realize that you lied to them, you brought them into this, and their dependency is no longer upon God, as our president just said that it should be on when he quoted Psalm 46, at the end of the day, you will be the marked person. They'll make T-shirts of you with big slash marks around them. And eventually, just like every other mob throughout the world, what they do to their leaders, they end up taking their heads off. That's what happens. And if that leader does happen to die without getting his head taken from him, they will burn his effigy in hatred. Folks, this isn't super difficult. This isn't super difficult. How will we take care of everybody? You can't. You can't possibly do it. People need to take care of themselves. Listen, this is, again, the union boss, and I have no beef with unions. No beef with them. As long as they stay free enterprise. People have a right to unite and voice their concerns, but not under power and force of government. Let's listen to what Mr. Hoffa said, because I want to tell you how this mentality of the union has translated into government. And we just gave you a prime example of it through Van Jones. What did Mr. Hoffa say at his last speech, by the way, where he was being protested by Tea Partiers, calling him in check for what he called them? He said, these SOBs are united, is what one of the signs said. Anyways, let's move forward. The only reason I'm even bringing that up, Hoffa can call him whatever he wants. It's the fact that when a government agency tags their wagon onto him and what he says, and they won't deny that what he says was wrong, that's the problem, folks. Any idiot can say something stupid like Mr. Hoffa did. That's his deal. Let him deal with the people. But when the government won't even embrace and agree that that was way out there and that they don't align themselves with that type of thinking, hello, then we've got problems. Go ahead, Mr. Hoffa. Explain to us what the problem is.
Some of our people are paying $12,000 out of pocket. This is an $80 billion corporation.
More than 300. Okay, stop right there. You heard it right there, okay? There's the haves and the have-nots. This is an $80 billion corporation. Forget how it got that way, Mr. Hoffa. Forget it took blood, sweat, tears, and a man probably risking all that he has to get that corporation to that point. Forget the 80 and 120-hour weeks that men had to work in order to get to that point. Then he looks at the poor little have-nots. These people are going to have to pay $1,200. Oh, look at this. And that big bad corporation is rich, and they need to give us their money. Folks, come on. Don't you see what's happening right there? We're going to force you by a gunpoint if you happen to succeed in this country. What's going to happen when people stop succeeding in this country? You know what? Then we're going to have a puny government, as Mr. Van Jones referred to it as. The government's going to come knocking at your door with a gun and say, if you don't give me, then this. What happens when it runs out of people that can't even give? When the people say, you know what? I don't have food. Take my life. When you don't have people at the end of the day, there's going to be no more hands to take from. Folks, this answer is found within you and I and within God's government. And that spirit of Christ that abides within us. Mr. Witherspoon, who is one of our declaration signers, he actually educated through New Jersey University, which is now called Princeton, James Madison, Aaron Burr, 21 senators, 39 congressmen, 3 justices of the Supreme Court, 12 state governors. 5 of the 55 members of the Constitutional Convention were his former students. This man knew what he was talking about to establish the liberty that you and I enjoy. Nothing is more certain than that a general profligacy, that means a very vicious course of life, a state of being abandoned in moral principle, and corruption of manners make a people ripe for destruction. What is more immoral than stealing from your neighbor, taking that which is his? And escalate it a second. If you can't rightfully take that which is his, then you kill him to take that which is his. What is more immoral than that state of mind? Christ said, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, there you go. You don't steal from your neighbor because you wouldn't have somebody steal from you. You don't murder your neighbor because you wouldn't have somebody murder you. He said nothing is more certain that a general profligacy and corruption of manners make a people ripe for destruction. A good form of government may hold the rotten materials together for some time. For some time, maybe a 4-year administration. But beyond a certain pitch, even the best constitution will be ineffectual, and slavery must ensue. Folks, you're not slaves. You weren't born slaves. You were born with life, liberty, property, and a heavenly father that looks after your well-being. We'll be with you tomorrow, sonsoflibertyradio.com.